Hello.
Welcome to the Dozer and Viscount show. Didn't we just do this?
We just did this.
But it turns out that we have so much to talk about that's baseball related. That
we can't get enough baseball.
So this is a special doubleheader.
Hey!
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there.
A doubleheader of the Dozer and Viscount show, just for you, our extra special listeners.
Just for you.
And if any of you out there are not extra special, stop listening now, because this isn't for you.
See, my take on this is by listening to the Dozer and Viscount show, you become extra special.
That's true. I could see. But what if somebody's like just happening to walk by someone else who's extra
get out.
Special?
Get out.
Me?
That person.
Oh, that person. Okay. I thought you were yelling at me.
No. Why would I want you to leave?
I don't know.
You're Dozer.
And you're Viscount.
And together.
With our powers combined.
Captain Planet. Anywho.
Speaking of baseball.
Did you know Captain Planet had a mean slider?
So I think after our previous baseball podcast, we should agree not to discuss our teams from Michigan and Minnesota.
No, we just got too heated.
Too heated.
There was not as much love as there usually is in the Dozer and Viscount
show. All about love or about focusing our hate on other teams.
There you go. A combined hate. To make a more powerful hate.
Captain Planet. This is the Captain Planet edition of the Dozer and Viscount show.
Captain Planet and baseball. It's like apple pie and baseball. All right, but speaking of not our teams.
And hatred of, for instance, our adopted city of Chicago. Well, I guess Evanston.
I don't hate Chicago.
No, and I actually quite like Chicago.
I do too.
But.
But the baseball teams. Last year, Northwestern Day at Wrigley, I had to root against the Cubs because they were playing my favorite National League team, the Florida Marlins.
Mm-hmm. And how did that game turn out?
The Florida Marlins were victorious.
Yeah?
I was not very much appreciated by my friends on that day.
I've never actually been to a Cubs game or a White Sox game.
You should go to Northwestern Day at Wrigley
this
spring.
But I did attend, as did you, the Winter Classic, NHL Winter Classic, Blackhawks versus the Red Wings, and the Red Wings won.
So
I have a similar experience, except in the dead of winter.
You have seen hockey at Wrigley Field. You have also seen football at Wrigley Field.
I have.
Yet you have not seen baseball at Wrigley Field.
That's true.
Interesting. But speaking of Wrigley Field and Chicago,
this is a follow-up to our
previous survey, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We have two resident teams in the great city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And they have two very different, as we learned when previewing their themes, they have two very different themes.
Mm-hmm.
We would like, as the previous survey, if you would post your favorite.
Well, your preference between the
your
two.
Your preference.
Vote between the Tigers and the Twins, and then also vote between the Cubs and the White Sox. And it's okay, when you're voting between the Cubs and the White Sox, it's okay to vote for the Tigers or the Twins again.
It is. Very much encouraged, actually.
But only if you vote for the Tigers.
Not true.
All right, anyway. Before we derail again.
This is the theme of the Chicago Cubs. Go, Cubs, go.
Cubs are gonna win.
chose the Chicago Cubs theme, Go Cubs Go.
And I noticed that they're big on exclamation points on that one. Go, exclamation point. Cubs, exclamation point. Go,
exclamation point.
The White Sox, not so much. They're not... Are the White Sox anti-punctuation?
I don't know, but they're just as big on the word go.
Right, but we'll just let you hear.
Go, this is Go Go White Sox. Interesting. Yeah, they had a musical interlude in there.
And what was that instrument that we heard there?
They had a trombone playing.
That tells us something about the White Sox.
It tells us nothing about the White Sox. If you, like me, would still cast your vote for We're Gonna Win Twins, please do so now. Anywho.
Anyway.
Baseball.
Baseball. What's your favorite baseball team, Viscount?
My favorite baseball team is the Minnesota Twins. What's your favorite baseball team, Dozer?
Well, I mean, they're the Northwestern Wildcats. Apparently you have no school spirit.
I didn't say I didn't like them.
There are...
Did I?
The Toledo Mudhens. I've seen the Mudhens. No, you didn't. You didn't. The Toledo Mudhens.
It's the last time you questioned my school spirit on this show.
I think you've made the point. That is, of course, Go U Northwestern.
The only Go U Northwestern. Now, you were saying Dozer.
I was just noting that the Cats are not the first baseball team that comes to mind.
No, they are not.
And I view that as a character flaw.
I have lived in Minnesota.
Yes.
For a much larger period of time than I have lived in Evanston.
But you're in Evanston now. Look, turn around, and tell me what baseball poster is on this wall.
The Northwestern baseball team poster is on that wall, and I would attribute that to my school spirit, Dozer.
And yet,
I think you are digging yourself into a very, very deep hole. very, very deep.
I'm just noticing. Start digging. I'm just...
Start digging. Moving on. This is poetry with Viscount. That's right, Dozer. Don't get a say when you question my school spirit. But yes, in the last podcast, you may remember, I read a poem called Casey at the Bat by Ernest Thayer.
Classic
baseball. That is one of my favorite poems of all time. Favorite baseball poem by far. But Garrison Keillor from the great state of Minnesota wrote another poem, which he performed on Valentine's Day in 1994, actually on the Prairie Home Companion show. And it is called Casey at the Bat Road Game. Now, for those of you Mudville fans, this might not be what you're looking for. because this poem is taken from the... is not taken. It is written from the side of the Dustburg team, which was the opposing team to Mudville in the setting of Casey at the Bat. It is a very long poem, so without further ado, I will read Casey at the Bat, Road Game by Garrison Keillor. It was looking rather hopeful for our Dustburg team that day. We were leading Mudville 4-2 with an inning left to play. We got Cooney on a grounder and Muldoon on the same. Two down, none on, top of the ninth. We'd thought we'd won the game. Mudville was despairing, and we grinned and cheered and clapped. It looked like after all these years, our losing streak had snapped. And we only wished that Casey, the big, fat, ugly lout, could be the patsy who would make the final shameful out. Oh, how we hated Casey. He was a blot upon the game. Every dog in Dustburg barked at the mention of his name. A bully and a braggart, a cretin and a swine. If Casey came to bat, we'd stick it where the moon don't shine. Two out and up came Flynn to bat with Jimmy Blake on deck. And the former was a loser and the latter was a wreck. Though the game was in the bag, the Dustburg fans were hurt to think that Casey would not come and get his just dessert. But Flynn, he got a single, a most unlikely sight. And Blake swung like a lady, but he parked it deep to right. And when the dust had lifted and fickle fate had beckoned, there was Flynn on third base and Jimmy safe at second. Then from every Dustburg throat there rose a lusty cry, bring up the slimy greaseball and let him stand and die. Throw the mighty slider, let him hear it whiz, and let him hit a pop-up like the pansy that he is. There was great pride in Casey's visage as he strode unto the grass. There was scorn in his demeanor as he calmly scratched his ass. 10,000 people booed him when he stepped into the box, and they made the sound of farting when he bent to fix his socks. And the fabled slider came spinning toward the mitt, and Casey watched it sliding, and he did not go for it. And the umpire jerked his arm like he was hauling down the sun, and his cry rang from the box seats to the bleachers, Stee Reich won. 10,000 Dustburg partisans raised such a mighty cheer, the pigeons in the rafters crapped and ruined all the beer. You filthy, ignorant, rotten bastard, slimy son of a bitch. We screamed at mighty Casey, and then came the second pitch. It was our hero's fastball. It came across the plate, and according to the radar, it was going 98. And according to the umpire, it came in straight and true, and the cry rang from the toilets to the bullpen, Stee Reich 2. 10,000 Dustburg fans arose in joyful, loud, 10,000 Dustburg fans arose in joyful, loud derision to question Casey's salary, his manhood, and his vision. Then while the Dustburg pitcher put the resin on the ball, 10,000 people hooted to think of Casey's fall, and the fury of his visage as he spat tobacco juice, and heard the little children screaming violent abuse. He knocked the dirt off from his spikes, reached down and eased his pants. What's the matter? Did you lose him? Cried a lady in the stands. And then the Dustburg pitcher stood majestic on the hill, and he leaned in toward the plate, and then the crowd was still. And he went into his windup, and he kicked and let it go, and then the air was shattered by the force of Casey's blow. He swung so hard his hair fell off and toppled in disgrace. And then the Dustburg catcher held the ball, and the crowd tore up the place. With Casey prostrate in the dirt, amid the screams and jeers, we threw wieners down at him and other souvenirs. We pounded on the dugout roof as they helped him to the bench, and we ran out to the parking lot and got a monkey wrench, and found the Mudville bus and took the lug nuts off the tires, and attached some firecrackers to the alternator wires.
Oh, goodness.
We rubbed the doors and windows with a special kind of cheese that smells like something died from an intestinal disease. Old Casey took his sweet time, but we were glad to wait, and we showered him with garbage as the team came out the gate. So happy were the Duisburg fans that grand and glorious day. It took a dozen cops to help poor Casey away. But we grabbed hold of the bumpers, and we rocked him to and fro, and he cursed us from inside the bus, and gosh, we loved it so. Oh, sometimes in America, the sun is shining bright. Life is joyful sometimes, and all the world seems right. But there is no joy in Duisburg, no joy so pure and sweet, as when the mighty Casey fell, demolished at our feet.
Goodness.
That was brutal.
Those Duisburg fans, and I know we're opening ourselves up to some hate mail from the Duisburg fans, they're mean.
They were not very nice to Casey.
They were not. I mean, Casey seems like sort of a...
He seems a little bit on the arrogant side, if you will.
Right. Not necessarily the most likable baseball player, but still...
I don't think any of that was called for.
I don't think so.
Some of it. Some of it. I mean, the boos, maybe.
The jeering. Well.
But taking the lug nuts off the tires of the bus.
And firecrackers.
That's a safety hazard.
That's a huge
safety. And it's not just a safety hazard to Casey. It's a safety hazard to the rest of the team.
People might die because of the Duisburg fans.
For those of you Duisburgites, you better double-check your... philosophies. Anywho.
This has been Morality with Viscount.
We've enjoyed morals. But we also enjoy Wikipedia.
We do. Alright, so last time it was really hard to make some sort of a connection between our Wikipedia article of the day and baseball. So we're going to try again.
And this time... Fingers crossed, hopefully we'll make a connection.
The random article is... Trilin, a small lake 17 kilometers south of central Stockholm, Sweden, shared by Huddinge Municipality and Huddinge Municipality. It forms part of the Tyresen Lake System.
Interesting.
With its catchment area characterized by morass and pine-covered rock faces, Trilin is a popular popular spot for walks and bathing. Motorboats are not permitted on the lake. Fishing permits do not apply in the lake.
Interesting.
So, and they have very high water quality. Let's see. They have various flora and fauna. Toads.
Ooh.
Birds, like the mallard. And no reports are available concerning bats, fishes, and crayfish.
Bats.
Baseball. There are no reports available, but there may be baseball at this lake. And there you have it.
Baseball in Sweden, everybody. Who knew?
Who knew? I certainly didn't.
I also didn't.
Wikipedia didn't even know. They said no reports. Wikipedia
still doesn't know.
Yeah.
They might not ever know.
I bet one of our readers, one of our
Swedish
listeners will go and check it out and update Wikipedia to reflect it.
Probably. Report back to us. Let us know.
Post it on our Facebook page.
Or we enjoy hearing from
Sweden.
Yes.
Among other places.
Among many other places. If you feel like saying hi, just send us a note.
Or, you know, just say hi. And if you're close enough, we will hear you.
We could maybe play some catch. Play some baseball.
There you go. Do you have a baseball?
Not with me.
No?
Not with me. I have my baseball glove.
But no baseball.
No baseball.
I guess we could find, like, an orange.
I have a lacrosse ball.
Yeah, we could play with that.
Yeah, that would work.
Do you have a lacrosse stick?
Not with me.
No. You're uncoordinated on the sports equipment side of things.
That's very true. I could play baseball with a lacrosse ball. On skates.
Where are skates coming into this?
I have skates.
You have skates.
It's just more equipment that I have.
Do you have a hockey stick?
I have no hockey stick with me.
Do you have a hockey puck?
Not with me. I have a tennis ball.
Tennis ball?
I have a tennis racket.
Hey!
Hey!
There you go.
Jackpot. This has been coordination with Viscount.
If you would like to play tennis with Viscount, let us know. And maybe we can record a podcast from tennis. I'll narrate what they're doing and every now and then run on the court and get some action commentary from the people. No, that's not going to work at all. It's going to end with a tennis ball in the computer.
In the computer. And that would be bad since we record on my computer.
So we do.
This is the life of a podcast.
If
you are a podcast and would like to tell us about your life, please don't hesitate.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to the baseball edition of...
The second
baseball edition. Maybe after the All-Star break, if you will.
I see what you did. Or perhaps this is the American League edition, and the last one's the National League edition. No, I guess that would be the other way around. Since last... Anyways.
Hello. We have a few segments that we could continue on this show. Yeah. Such as cooking with Viscount.
Okay.
As many of you know, Take Me Out to the Ball Game includes some lyrics.
As many songs do. So not all.
No, not all. But some of the lyrics of Take Me Out to the Ball Game include food.
What kind of food?
Well, one of the lines goes, "Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack." Not plural. Just that one Cracker Jack, I'll have you know. For this segment of Cooking with Viscount, I'm going to need some audience participation. If you would like to buy me some peanuts or Cracker Jack...
But just one.
You are more than welcome to, and I will eat them.
On the next show, probably.
On the very next show.
Or sometime before then.
Perhaps. I can't promise anything. My stomach does dictate a lot of my life. Speaking of stomachs, we just passed the 24-minute mark.
And what does your stomach do at the 24-minute
mark? My stomach reflects on the previous 24 minutes.
And what does your stomach say today?
It's been a pretty good 24 minutes for my stomach.
Yeah?
We went to late night tonight.
Yeah, we did before.
We had some food.
Mm-hmm.
I had a soft shell taco.
There you go.
And some pudding.
It's not often that the dining halls have pudding.
It isn't often.
Is pudding a baseball food?
I wouldn't consider it a baseball food, no.
No.
Still. Neither are tacos, really.
No.
What's your favorite baseball food?
Well, peanuts or Cracker Jack.
Those are some pretty solid baseball foods.
I feel like usually like a hot dog.
Oof. The Dome Dog from the Metrodome was a favorite of mine.
Yeah.
I say was because they no longer play in a dome.
No.
They play outdoors at Target Field.
So do you get a Target dog?
I actually don't know what you get. I have never been to Target Field because I was away all of last summer. It's a shame, and I'm looking forward to my first game this summer.
Yeah?
At Target Field.
There you go.
What's your favorite baseball memory, Dozer?
Well, those times when I was playing Little League and I wasn't getting hit.
Oh, those were probably some pretty good times.
I remembered, let's see. Not getting hit, that was pretty good.
Oh, always a good experience.
That one time when I swung the bat.
Did you hit the ball?
No.
Oh, I bet you got a hit in Little League.
Yeah, probably like during my first 2 years when it was the coach pitch, but not, I don't think I ever got a hit.
When it was kid pitch? You just got hit.
Yes. I see. It turns out that I'm not really baseball material.
Well, no, they make baseballs out of leather.
This is indeed correct. On that bombshell, do we have any exit music?
Exit music. We still have 3 minutes left the 30-minute mark. We could do 3 minutes of exit music.
Or we could do a minute of just regular music, and then more commentary, and then exit music.
We could indeed do that. That was the baseball theme by Vince Guaraldi.
And where do people normally hear that?
Off of the soundtrack from the Vince Guaraldi Trio from A Boy Named Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown and played the Peanuts. A lot of baseball.
He did play a lot of baseball.
His baseball experience was not as injury prone as mine, but still not a positive baseball experience.
No, it wasn't. He had some difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Really, sports in general went badly.
For Charlie Brown. Yeah, Charlie Brown. It's okay. We still admire you, Charlie Brown.
We do.
He's his creator is from Minnesota.
I did not know that.
Schultz. He has, I think, many things named after him in Minneapolis/St. Paul. Okay. In case you were wondering.
This has been Minnesota with Viscount. A new segment where Viscount takes us on a tour of Minnesota in his mind.
I like where this is going. This is going to be a regular segment.
Okay.
You can do Michigan with Dozer.
Probably not.
You could do North Carolina with Dozer.
Probably not.
You could do walking with Dozer.
I do like to walk.
I know you do.
Speaking of walking, baseball.
Four balls. You walk.
Have you ever heard the Bob Newhart sketch, Nobody Will Ever Play Baseball?
I have not.
We're going to listen to that as soon as the podcast is over. And
you should, too.
You should, too. Find it, I don't know, somewhere. It might be on YouTube or something. Yes, we're going to listen to that.
Classic, that sounds good. Bob Newhart. And that should be right about now. We thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. And we will leave you with a continuation of our intro music, because it's a phenomenal baseball song.
Thank you for listening to the Dozer and Viscount Show.
This has been Baseball, Take 2.